Here we have the second picture in a row of an animal down at Theta Pond on campus. And it's kind of ironic. Last week I was talking about how I feel like it's sort of cheating to go down to Theta Pond and take pictures of animals because you can get so close and it's almost too easy. And here we are again. But, you know, I like it. I like this photo. I like doing I like going down to Theta Pond and taking pictures. And, yeah, it's a squirrel. It's nothing super fancy, but I have fun doing this. And I guess if that's the case, then who's to say it's not worth doing? This picture, it was just fun to take. I was out on a walk with my coworker, Christy, and I didn't even see this squirrel. She saw him and she goes, "Oh, look, he's eating a little acorn." And so we stopped and looked and I got down on my knees and took a picture and realized, well, I tried to take a picture, realized my lens would not focus. And it was one of those moments of shock and horror. Oh no, my camera's broken. My lens is broken. And I tried flipping to a couple different modes, like from aperture to shutter priority to full auto to see like maybe there was something weird with the mode dial. I checked the lens to make sure it was in manual/autofocus. I use back button focus, so I always use the M/A on the lens. And nothing was working. And here's this little squirrel. He's chewing on an acorn. He didn't really seem to mind that we were close by, and it seemed like the ideal situation for a photo. And yet I couldn't get a picture because my lens wouldn't focus. So I quickly tried to fire off a couple shots while focusing manually, and it actually worked okay. I shot at f1.8 because I really wanted a nice background blur. Had I not been at f1.8, I think I would have actually nailed the focus a little bit. But the depth of field was so shallow at f1.8 that manual focus was really tricky. So I got a couple pictures. Well, I thought I got a few pictures, and it turns out I kind of did in Lightroom looking at those manual focus ones. They were okay. Not the greatest, but not too bad. I took the lens off, put it back on, and I think that reset the electrical connection between the camera and the lens, and then it worked fine. It focused just fine, and I took a few more shots, and honestly, this one I really like. I didn't think I would like it so much, and I remember Christy, as we were walking away, she said, "Well, I hope you got a good picture," and I kind of said, "Well, I doubt it because it wasn't focusing right, and I don't know what." But man, I like this. I like the way his tail is wrapped around his head like that, kind of framing himself, and I've taken pictures of squirrels before, but I don't think it's ever been framed quite like this with the tail wrapped around. And I'm super happy with how it worked out from pretty much every perspective, from the depth of field, the fact that it's really nice and shallow. I like the framing, how you got the tree on the one side and you got that bright reflection from the fountain on the other side. I like the foreground blur. I like that little green plant that's in there, kind of bringing just an added splash of color. I like that he looks like he's looking at something, maybe me, maybe something just beyond me. And I hope I don't sound too like I'm saying so many good things about my own picture. I don't mean to be, but I just really like how he's got his tail up like that, kind of framing his head. And it worked out really well. It was super fun to take this picture, even though, yes, it's just a minute and a half from my building at work. And it seems almost unfair to just go down there and take pictures because anyone can do it. But you know what? It was fun to do it, and it also taught me a little lesson about being prepared, about checking my gear, making sure it does things like focus properly before I go out and take a picture. So it was fun to do. I hope you like this picture, and hope it serves as a reminder to you. It certainly is a reminder to me that just because something might seem rather pedestrian over time, and maybe you've already gotten a shot like what you're thinking about doing, it doesn't mean that you can't go out and take more pictures like it. There's always something more to learn and something fun to try.